You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table.
Thanks for tuning in to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. On Mondays, we have our snackable episodes direct from Roland himself, so you get to hear Roland's expertise and mentorship up close and concentrated. Today, what are the questions you need to ask to grow your profits? But before we get stuck in, would you please take a moment to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and go to businesslunchpodcast.com for show notes and more. All right, let's get going.
Split the truck. Recently, I was rereading the excellent book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz, and I was struck by one of the stories that he related. The gist of Profit First, which every entrepreneur should read, by the way, is that rather than paying yourself the scraps of whatever's left after deducting all your expenses from gross revenue, you should instead flip the script and take your profit first. Mike tells the story of how he was involved in a spirited discussion at a Vistage roundtable meeting with a consultant who was a critic of the Profit First method. The consultant was arguing that it was simply impossible to manufacture an additional profit for a business above and beyond its existing earnings. In the middle of the debate, another man who owned a trucking company started yelling, "Split the truck, split the truck, split the truck." He continued the interruption at normal but excited volume. "I built a $50 million company by running my own version of Profit First. His company delivered oil to two different types of businesses, those that stored hundreds of gallons at a time, like Jiffy Lube, and retail stores that put quart containers on the shelf, like Walmart. They used tanker trucks to deliver the bulk oil to big clients, and normal 18-wheeler type trucks for deliveries to stores that sold the smaller containers. He'd been trying for some time to figure out how to cut his costs by a third, but because he had two sets of trucks, two sets of drivers, and all the associated expenses, and needed to deliver two different types of oil, liquid and boxes, he was really having a challenge with this. So his brilliant split the truck idea was to take a box truck, split it in half, make one half a tank container, and the other half box storage for the smaller retail containers. That way, one truck could deliver to both customers. Ultimately, this helped him cut the total delivery costs in half and contributed to building a hugely successful business. Ask better questions. One of the keys to thinking innovatively, and in turn creating growth strategies that'll propel your business forward much faster than the average, is to ask great questions. If you're asking questions like, "How can I cut costs by one third?" or "How can I hit my 3-year goals in 6 months?" then you'll turn on both the conscious and unconscious areas of your brain, and the creativity engine will engage. In the words of Elon Musk, most of our life, we reason by analogy, copying what other people do with only slight variations. If you do what you've always done, and if you copy what other people are doing, then there won't be much opportunity for innovation or exponential improvement. Turning expenses into profits. When it comes to innovating into additional profitability, one of the most powerful strategies I've identified is turning expenses into profit, or what I like to refer to as E2P. Here's how E2P works. First, take a look at all your major expenses. Next, rank them from highest to lowest by category. For example, if payroll is your biggest expense, then that would be ranked number one. Then maybe rent, cost of goods sold, inventory, etc. Now that you know what your biggest expenses are, brainstorm ways that you might be able to turn those into profit centers. For one of our businesses, we identified that payroll for our content creation fee team in the Philippines was one of our largest expenses, costing about $50,000 per month. As we considered what we could do to turn that into a profit center, we decided that if we started offering content as a service to other businesses, we could actually transform this $600,000 a year expense into a profit center. At the very least, we could provide content creation to other businesses using our excess capacity to create a break-even situation. And that's just what we did. We created an offer for $7,000 a month to provide a package of content creation services to other businesses. And within a few months, we'd completely offset the expenses of our entire Philippines team from the content as a service offering. You can do this too. If you have employees performing services for your business, brainstorm what else they might be able to do for another business. One of my friends owns a book writing service called Scribe. They provide a team of ghostwriters, editors, graphic designers, project managers, marketers, and public relations personnel to help authors write and launch books. As we talked about the E2P process, he realized that the single very expensive service of writing a complete book from scratch and marketing it could be broken down into multiple smaller services. Better still, he was able to identify more than 7 new services that could provide entry points into becoming a customer for his company, including editing of existing manuscripts, book cover design, book launch services, ongoing marketing, and acting as a speakers bureau for published authors. In one of our businesses, we sold bath bombs at retail online. We inventoried our expenses and we realized that the raw materials that we purchased to make the bath bombs were one of the largest expenses in that business. So we created a new website to sell bath bomb making supplies at wholesale prices to the public, including competitors. This allowed us to begin purchasing our raw materials in substantially larger quantities, which reduced the price that we had to pay for those materials, which increased our profit margins on the products we were selling. You could do this too with your facilities. If you have extra space, let's say in your retail store or office or warehouse, think about leasing that space to somebody else. One of our friends owns an office building that has a training center built in for delivering seminars. And because he only gave those seminars a few times a month, he was able to begin renting that space out to other people who needed a training space, dramatically reducing his own cost of owning the building. You're only limited, as always, by your own imagination in creating ways to transform expenses into profits. Doing things differently. To help you get creative in finding more profit in your business, follow these 5 steps. Step 1, implement a top-line scrape. Follow the profit-first philosophy of demanding that your business produce a profit before anything else. You work hard in your business, and it exists to serve you by providing the standard of living that you desire. Carve out your share first and force the business to perform at a level that provides you with your required profit. One of the easiest ways to do this that we employ in our businesses is to implement a top-line scrape, or TLS. The TLS simply takes your monthly net sales figure, gross sales, less returns, discounts, chargebacks, etc., and multiplies that by a fixed percent you determine as your profit that you want to earn from the business. So let's say you have gross monthly sales this month of $210,000 and refunds and discounts of $10,000, and you want the business to earn you a 15% profit. Simply establish a TLS of 15%, top line scrape of 15% of net sales, multiply your net sales figure of $200,000 by 15% to determine your TLS for this month should be $30,000. I list this as step 1 because if you don't consciously decide and insist on receiving a specific profit from your business will very frequently find a way to demand every dollar that it produces to operate and grow. The TLS immediately ensures this won't happen. The next 4 steps will provide you with additional strategies, tools, and techniques to drive more profit from your business, so it'll be easier for you to follow the TLS model. Step 2, implement E2P. Go through the E2P process outlined above and transform as many of your larger expenses as make sense into profit centers. This will reduce your costs and increase your profits. Step 3, identify and eliminate the inefficiencies in your business. One of the best ways to do this is using Taichi Ono's 7 mudas, or 7 wastes, which are transportation, inventory, motion, waiting, overproduction, overprocessing, and defects. They're often referred to by the acronym TIM Wood. The 3 additional wastes that bear consideration too would be waste of talent, not using your people to their full potential or optimally, or not asking them regularly how you can improve processes and eliminate inefficiencies. Waste of materials, number 2, utilizing offcuts and byproducts as opposed to sending them to the dump. Great example of this is the story of California Cedar Products Company, which discovered it could recycle sawdust waste from its wood manufacturing operations by blending it with petroleum wax to create the Duraflame fireplace log. Currently, annual Duraflame sales are $250 million. 3, waste of resources, failing to make efficient use of natural resources like electricity, water, and fuel. Remembering back to the split the truck entrepreneur from above, as you can see, he identified a transportation muda, an inefficiency in the delivery of his products to his customers. And the first step of examining potential inefficiencies is critical because you can't fix something if you don't know it needs fixing in the first place. Run through the 7 wastes and try to identify where the inefficiencies exist in your business. Wonderful resource to learn more about this is a book called The Goal by Eliyahu Goldratt and the theory of constraints that it talks about. Get the audiobook, by the way. That's a pro tip, and listen to it as a story versus reading the book. Step four, flag and fix failure, both existing and potential future failure points in your business. So we all have areas of our business where we know that things are going wrong, things that customers habitually complain about, places where subscriptions or continuity revenue falls off, opportunities to improve products or services, or customer experience you never get around to doing something about. Additionally, there may be potential future failure points that pose a threat to your business that you don't even know exist. To identify the existing future failure points, examine your KPIs around average order value, lifetime customer value, customer churn, net promoter score, customer health score, CSAT, and employee sentiment scores. To identify the potential failure points, use inversion thinking, where you list the things that you do want to happen in your business, then invert them so you identify the things that you do not want to happen. Then find solutions to all the things you do not want to happen. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's brilliant business partner, famously says, "Tell me where I'm going to die, so I never go there." One of the best methods for fixing current points of failure is to follow Sakichi Toyota's 5 Whys method. Sakichi Toyota was the founder of Toyota Motor Car Company and created his system way back in the 1930s. 5 Whys explores the cause and effect relationships underlying a particular problem. Its primary goal is to determine the root cause of a defect or problem by repeating the question why 5 times. Each answer forms the basis of the next question. Step 5, use FPR and inversion thinking. Using FPR, or first principles reasoning, to identify, define, question, and validate or innovate on your current assumptions about your business. In the split the truck example, the assumption would be that you need 2 separate delivery formats to get your products to your customers, tanker trucks and box trucks. Next, break the program down into its fundamental principles. This is where you ask questions about the assumptions you made in the first step. In the split the truck example, the first question to ask would be, is it possible to deliver our products to customers on a single truck? Lastly, create new solutions from scratch, just like our split the truck innovator did by designing his own truck that was half tanker, half box truck. To wrap this up, if you want to make more profit from your business, you absolutely can. You simply have to decide that you want it and then demand that your business produce it. Follow the 5-step process that we've talked about on this podcast and you can make it happen. The 5 steps are, 1, implement a top-line scrape. 2, turn expenses into profits. 3, identify and eliminate inefficiencies. 4, flag and fix failure points. 5, use first principles reasoning and inversion thinking. When you follow these steps, you will be amazed at how quickly your business begins to perform for you and provide exactly what you want.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.